That's it. Countdown's on, huh?
Yeah, countdown's on. Or, right. Sorry, 20, 18 days. 18 days, sorry.
All right, 645, 27 degrees. Wind chill is at 18 out there this morning. And let's bring in our good friend Leland Daines, who is the director of Visit Emporia. Leland, good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
Well, happy 2024, gentlemen.
Good to have you here, Leland. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Thought we'd do a little recapping of 2023 here from Visit Emporia. Leland has a lot of, great things to pass along here. It was a good year, wasn't it?
It was a good year for tourism in Emporia. And, of course, if folks recall, last year was a good year, and we topped even that. One of the easy indicators of how tourism is doing in Emporia is our transient guest tax. Of course, this is the tax that our lodging facilities charge. And it gets remitted to the state of Kansas and back to the city of Emporia. And 2023 was a record-setting year with just over $850,000. To put that into context a little bit, our previous pre-COVID record was just $719,000. And that's pretty simple equation, right? That's your average daily rate of the hotel times the number of people staying overnight. And so that does mean both of those figures are up. Of course, the average daily rate is higher than it was in 2019, but so are the visitors, with just over 1.1 million visitors making a stopover in Emporia in 2023.
And how much is that up over last year?
That's 19% increase of unique visitors, and those visitors made over 2.3 million trips to Emporia, which is 12% over last year. So not only are more people coming, they're coming more frequently. And that, in a nutshell, is a testament to how visitors view our community, which is to say very positively.
Yeah, pretty glossy numbers there, and that's those are big numbers. Record-setting transient guest tax, keep that moving in the right direction. Well, talk a little bit about Community Arts Alliance. It was a positive 2023 there, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was our first full year of that alliance with funding from the city and some of those dollars coming from the Transient Guest Tax Fund. And folks would recognize some of the projects that were completed as a result. The Faces of Emporia mural on the side of Nick Jacobs Building there at 9th and Commercial. What a wonderful chance for Emporians to get to sit down and pose and literally be the subject of art in that case. Of course, Andy Kaufman wowing us all with the Hispanic Heritage mural right across from the Civic Auditorium. Bright, big, colorful mural that I tell you what, every time I come into town on 6th from the east coming in and you see that mural there, it definitely makes an impression. And, of course, the Trolley House. Go ahead.
No, it does. That is big, bright, and bold. Indeed.
And nice all the that come into that Civic Auditorium, they now get to see that instead of just a blank beige wall. And those are the kinds of things that makes a difference. Might not be the reason that they come necessarily, but they leave town saying, wow, I want to explore Emporia a little bit more. We need to come back and see what more there is. And that's why we do these art projects. Of course, it's for our community members, and we want to beautify our own community, but it makes an impression for those visitors when they come as well.
You also got some stuff that was happening, out at the Trolley House?
Right. The Trolley House is another great opportunity where the community got to participate. And as I've said on here before, it's really important for us. It might not be every single project, but we want the community to take part in these projects. And more than 300 people came down and helped local artists Andrea and Alex Polzin, who basically created a paint-by-numbers structure on the side of the wall, and the community got to pick the corresponding paint and put it on the wall and really be able to have a hand, literally, in creating that artwork. So it just gives us a lot more sense of pride when we get to participate and feel like we helped create these things.
Leland Daines, Director of Visit Emporia, with us here on a Tuesday morning, January 2nd. Well, let's talk about some things that were new to all in 2023 here, Leland.
Yeah, we launched a good number of things, participated in some fun activities. Of course, our Gravel Kansas statewide gravel route initiative was launched this past year, as well as the Metal Prairie Pour Tour, which was an amazing collaboration with Manhattan, Topeka, and Lawrence. That has wrapped up for 2023 with over 1,000 people taking part in the tour. And so a good number of those hitting our local Radius Brewing and Charlie House Distillery. We launched some of our first ever Spanish language campaigns, which attributed to some of that increase in the unique visitors and trips that we talked about previously, which was wonderful. And, of course, we hosted a great race, which was a lot of fun back in the summer, amongst a number of other activities, of course. But those were some highlights that we were able to bring forth this year.
Yeah, big highlights and all nicely done. And as always, you know, Visit Emporia has grant funding opportunities, and you had some organizations that positively took advantage of that last year.
Yeah, I think it's always worth noting, especially this time of year when there was a significant change that we've tried to make the community aware. There will only be one initial grant cycle this year, and that deadline is January 15th. And we do that because it's really been trending that way anyways, where the bulk of the grant applications were coming in at the first of the year, and it was diluting down the dollars for our second round. So we just wanted to put all applications in one pool and be able to give everyone their best chance of receiving the funding they need. But we're very proud to be able to have a pocket of money where we can support local organizations. Very importantly, this grant is designed to not only help first-time events kind of get off the ground, but existing events as well can think about how they want to grow and enhance their event. That could be through better marketing to visitors beyond 50 miles of Emporia. It could be attractions or activities within their event that will create a greater pull for people to want to come and experience those activities or attractions. And so I really want to encourage people to consider checking that out. It's at visitemporia.com. Under the About Us, you'll see the grant guidelines right there in the center of the drop-down.
All right, so when's the deadline again?
January 15th.
That's about here, Leland.
That's just 13 days away, so 2 weeks to get those in. You know, we've sent the press releases out a few months ago, and we've emailed past the applicant, so hopefully folks are aware, and that's on their radar. And we're excited to see what kind of requests we get this year.
All right, Leland, great stuff. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning and share just a few of the big-time positive aspects from Visit Emporia and tourism here here in our very fine city and area. Leland, thanks. Congrats on a good 2023.
Well, thank you both very much. Have a great new year, and I'm sure we'll be talking about wonderful things to come soon.
We will, Leland. Thanks. Leland Daines, Director of Visit Emporia, 653, 27 degrees, good morning.
One of the best nicknames in baseball history is the Iron Man, given to Cal Ripken Jr. for his incredible ability to play every day, game after game, without missing a start. And Cal wasn't one of these soft bullpen pitchers who would only log a few innings every couple games, no way. He played two of the toughest positions on the field, shortstop and third base, and he did it for 2,632 consecutive games. That's like 16 years without missing an inning.